Okay, Sunday morning, Parshas Baloisla. We're going to be discussing Parshas Naso. We have a number of things to discuss this morning, and some of them are quite current as well. If anybody could answer, I would appreciate very much. How many people were here yesterday morning when I spoke? It's a question I very often ask. Or maybe it's maybe it's easy for you to tell me who was not here yesterday morning. You were not here yesterday morning. Three out of three here.
I wasn't. I'm saying to us.
Okay, so I'm gonna do what I normally do. Then I'm gonna give a quick review as a starting point. Quick review as a starting point to talk about two different things. I found on my desk here in Shul a new sefer. Just came out within the last year. It's called Sabeinu Mituvecha, which are Divrei Torah for Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So Rav Aaron Leib says the following. Rav Aaron Leib has two ha'oris, and both of them have a common denominator, which he does not mention, but I would like to mention. Yesterday, Shabbos, is the Shabbos after Shavuos. Now, the Shabbos after Shavuos is really very much connected to Shavuos. Part of the reason, I believe, is because Shavuos is a one-day yontif, which has 6 days of tashlumen. Some people, myself included, I did not say tachlum this morning, because it's still yontifdik. Still yontifdik, because the korbanos that have to be brought on Shavuos, if they were not brought, you have 6 days to make it up. So if Yontif ended, let's say, midaraisa on Monday, right? The first day Shavuos is Monday, so you have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Today is 6 days after Yontif. So there are many people who do not say Tachnun today as well. There's even machoikas about tomorrow. Tomorrow is 6 days from Tuesday instead of 6 days from Monday, but we'll leave it at that. So there's a connection. And if I'd like to say the two thoughts from Rav Aaron Leib Steinman connect, there's another connection also, which I once thought of, and it was mechaven to some svarim, but not. You can say whatever you want about it. Naso stands for Noch Shuas Oichet. Okay? Also after Shuas. Good. Which, of course, is only a vertel, as they say. Okay, now let's go. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman asks a very interesting question. He talks about the mitzvah, which is in yesterday's parsha, which is the mitzvah which is relevant to me and not relevant to all Jews, and that's the mitzvah of duchening. That's found right here in Parshas Naso Vov Pasuk Chof Beis. Yadavar Hashem Moshe Leimor. Davar al Aaron v'Elbonov, speak to Aaron and to his sons, Leimor, say, Kosev Baruch Hu Esbnei Yisrael Emor Lehem. This is what you should say to Klal Yisrael. You should bless Klal Yisrael, Omor Lehem, and say to them what? The famous Pesukim, Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yor Hashem Ponav Yilecha V'Yichunecha, Yisar Hashem Ponav Yilecha V'Yisemecha Sholom, which is known as Birchas Koyanim, Vov, Pasik, Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, Chav Dalin, Chav Hei, Chav Vov. Those are the three brachas that the Kahanim say. Yirecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yor Hashem Ponav Yilecha V'Yichunecha, Yisar Hashem Ponav Yilecha V'Yisemecha Sholom. And we call this duchening. You call this duchen. Then, v'somu eshmiya b'nei Yisrael, v'ani avorachem. And the parsha ends with an unusual statement. V'somu eshmiya b'nei Yisrael, v'ani avorachem, and I will bless them. I will bless them. Rashi says, v'ani avorachem li Yisrael. And I agree with the Kahanim. Davracha v'ani avorachem li Kahanim, I will bless the Kahanim. However, Rav Aaron Leib makes the following ha'orah, and I said yesterday, Rav Aaron Leib's ha'orahs, you could call them the epitome of simplicity, not chas v'shalom take away anything from Rav Aaron Leib's ga'oinis, but the epitome of simplicity, when he looks at something and says, you say to yourself, what in the world, why didn't I think about that? Some people say things which are such ga'oinis, no kasha, why didn't think about it? Rav Aaron Leib says something now, he says, unbelievable concept. He says, the first thing is like this. If you turn to Parshas Vo'eschanan in Devarim, was Chanon Dalit Pasik Hey. No, Hey Pasik Dalit, excuse me. Hey Pasik Dalit and was Chanon, the Torah Kedosha says, Ponim Bifonim Dibra Hashem Imochem. Hashem spoke to us face to face. We all know at our Sinai, the only time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, revelation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, ponim b'fonim, dibra Hashem imachim v'hor b'tech ha'ish. On the mountain, from fire, Hashem spoke to us. Okay. That's it. We all know Hashem spoke to Klal Yisrael one time, ponim upon him. Moshe Rabbeinu, all the time, ponim upon him, face to face. Klal Yisrael one time. Zachar Baran Leib Shtaymin, how about nowadays? Can you ever get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak to us face to face? Of course not. That's what we would all say, of course. Zachar Baran Leib Shtaymin, it's not true. If you look in the Rambam has a gewaldig akasha. It's an unbelievable thing. The Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, here's a question. If somebody is Mechalal Shabbos, Rachmon al-Islam, somebody's married to a goy, Rachmon al-Islam, what do we do? Do we tell the person he should eat matzahs on Pesach or not? Yes? You sound like you weren't sure. Sure? Yes. We tell the person to eat in the sukkah? Tell the person to make kiddush? Do we go to the person for a bracha? No. That's what you would say? No. Okay, so far I agree with everything you said. Zachar Baran Leib, as the Rambam says, an unbelievable kiddush. The Rambam says that if a Kohen is married to a Gerusha, we don't let him duchen. Chmon al son. Kohen marries a Gerusha, can't duchen. Finished. Out. But if a Kohen is a Mechal Shabbos, Rambam doesn't say the words Mechal Shabbos. Rav Moshe Feinstein had two tshuvas to the Rav of Rock Island. If a Mechal Shabbos Kohen can duchen. And Rav Moshe says yes. Yes. And even if you don't hold the Rav Moshe's chiddush, there's no question that it says in Halacha that if the Kohen is an Avarian, he's involved in Averis, he's still Duchens. So, fact that Rav Makashim, what do you mean he Duchens? You got to get a bracha from a Russia? What is this? You want him to stand up with his talus over his head, with his back to the Aron Kodesh, making a bracha and then giving us a bracha, Yibrach Hashem Yishrach? What kind of business is this? Zachar Baran Leib Shtaymin, that the Rambam says, Sha Kohen Atzmoy Ein Loi Koyach Lavor. No. The Kohen is not giving the bracha, Zachar Baran Leib Shtaymin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the bracha through the Kohen. The Kohen is the conduit. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. V'somosh mi avanei shoba ani avarachei. I'm giving the bracha. So Emela, even if the Kohen is a Rasha, he can stand up there and say the words and he's a conduit. That's a scary thing for a Kohen to think about. He's standing up there with his hands out underneath the talus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking right through his mouth, Zachar Baran Leib, punim upon him, it's not over. You want to be able to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to you, go to Duchening. And that's why I said yesterday, Baran Leib was makbe, whenever he came, whenever he left Eretz Israel, he came to America, and he went to Brazil, he went to Argentina, and he went to France, and wherever he went, he was always makbe that they should make a minyan for him with Svardim. Because Svardim Duchening Chutzaritz, 2949, Rabbi Rakeshul, right down the street, the old Yeshura, they Duchening every day. Sometimes when I get to Sacramento, take a right, I can duchen, but I have to take a left because I'm over the shul. I can't go over there. I'm davening here. Okay, fine. Duchening is very, very powerful. Very powerful. Extremely powerful. Duchening is extremely powerful. That's why Lani is daiti. He doesn't say it. That's why I think one of the reasons that the parsha of Birchas Kaihanim Duchening is in Parshas Naso, because Parshas Naso always comes after Shavuos. 99% of the time comes after Shavuos. So what does it say? That after you went through Har Sinai, and after you went through the relationship of Panim upon him, there's still a facsimile. There's a Me'en of Panim upon him, Duchening. That's why it's next week. Here's Shavuos, next week is that's one word from Rabbi Leib Shtaymin. Second one from Rabbi Leib Shtaymin. Rabbi Leib Shtaymin has, again, one of these horrors that I just, you say to yourself, where was I? What does it say about Matan Torah? Rashi brings it down in Chumash. What does it say about Matan Torah? By Matan Torah it says that anybody who had a mum was cured. Anybody had a mum was cured. Let's see if we can find the Rashi here. Okay, Rashi says anybody who couldn't see was able to see. Anybody who couldn't hear was able to hear. Rashi says it's in Chof, in Shemos, Chof, Pasuk Tezvah, B'chol Ham, the entire nation, Royan, all saw the Koilos. Says Rashi, Olam Mishahoyah Behem Echot Suma. It was not one person who was blind. Nobody couldn't talk. Somebody couldn't hear. Nasa v'nishma, finished. Everybody. Zucker Bar Lev Steinman. If you couldn't hear, at Matan Torah you could hear. If you couldn't see, Matan Torah you could see. Couldn't talk, Matan Torah you could talk. Zucker Bar Lev Steinman. What happened if somebody was missing a limb? In Matan Torah, did the limb grow back? Let me go back. Zucker Baron Leib Steinman, he doesn't say from where he knows it. At least they don't say it over here. Kol ha'chelem esrapu. Mishlohoyo lo yad. A regel. Nia lepesa mishulam by Vorov. His Vorov became complete. What do you think about that? Pretty gavaldic.
And it stayed that way.
Oh! Comes the kasha, Rabbi Isai. Comes the gavaldic kasha. Did it stay that way? No. At the eagle. People lost their sight again, who didn't have sight, lost their hearing, lost the limb, never limb. Now, somebody asked, what happened to the Levim who did not sin by the ego? Gevaldik kasha. Maybe the attacker were cured. Somebody wanted to say, what happened to Big Tumba? What happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? Aral Safasayim, did he lose the stutter? So they say, no, the question is, why not? Okay, everything's a tumba.
Their senses there, it was more of like a spiritual, like, it was more of a spiritual thing.
Well, that over here we're saying there was a physical aspect to it. You're right, I hear you. But here it says it was a physical aspect of it. Unbelievable concept, physical aspect of it. It was up to Vita with the simplicity, with his pashtus and his goiness, it's not shy, it's up to Baron Leib. What's the lesson? The ego came. And the Sultan came with the eagle, and the Sultan showed that Moshe Rabbeinu had died. We've spoken about that many times. But one thing is for sure. A moment of pleasure, after it's over, brings regret. If a person can, Halt Zachayim, we all know. Before you go to bed, 5 cookies. Wake up in the morning,
Oy
vey. Why did I do that? Halavai should only be cookies, right? Doshtei, Rachman al Islam, the eagles came to Sutton, hit the oisom. And they said, Eila Elohecho Yisrael, unbelievable. When they chet by the eagle, all the mumim came back. That's a Musa Haskell. The Yetzirah makes people think, ooh, everything is so shtadi, it's so gewaldig, it's so delicious, it's so pleasurable. But it's all a dimyon. It's a dimyon balm. After the other Mishameyat was Yetzirah, whom it's Tarakah, then he's in pain. This is Zichah the Shabbos after Shavuos. last week, less than a week ago, Ben Shua is brought down. When you stand at the Sefer Torah, when the Sefer Torah is open, Shua this morning, there is a power akin to what happened at Har Sinai, that Chaylim can have a refuah. Chaylim can get a refuah. And akin to that is that a person can get inspired from Shua. What's the fight? That by next Shabbos, don't lose it. The Shabbos after Shavuos, don't lose it. Noch Shavuos Oichid, hold on to it. So two different Vertlach from Aron Leib Steinman, Lanias Daiti, both connected to the Shabbos after Shavuos. A. Bechas Koyanim, Hashem speaks to us. B. Stay on the Madrega that we'll be at and don't lose what we got and don't lose what we attained and don't go back to being a Balma. Unbelievable. Don't go back to being a Balma. Pelotikazach. Tzaka Pelotikazach. Okay. Now let's go right. And now I'd like to put something else together here. Two things happened over Shabbos. One happened Friday night, Leil Shabbos, walking home from Shul. And one happened Shabbos morning, walking home from Shul. They're both related. And they both have an incredible shaychus. Walking home from Shul, Leil Shabbos, a boy in Shul told me something which mamish. He said he watches many videos. Of what? Of the Palestinians around the world saying how much they hate us. How much they want to kill us. Maisim b'chol yom. These days, right? Maisim b'chol yom. Somebody told me the news. I don't have any good news source anymore. I can't listen to the radio. I don't know, whatever. That I don't know how many frum boys were attacked by a group of Palestinians with baseball bats. You heard this?
Yeah.
On Ocean Parkway in Flatbush. Mm-hmm. And they were saved by an Uber driver who was a Muslim.
Oh, yeah.
They're okay. They're home already, I heard. Okay. I think so. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Baseball bats. There have been several incidents.
LA also, they were insulted.
Really?
By a restaurant. That's true today.
Really?
A what?
A car drove by and started getting out, yelling Muslim things, and assaulted somebody sitting outside a kosher restaurant.
And then they say that last night they closed the Brooklyn Bridge protest.
Oh. I don't know.
Yeah.
And they take videos. Palestinians took videos and sent it to their
constituency.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, they took videos of Flatbush.
No, I heard it. The
Flatbush.
Yeah.
Flatbush. They caught them already. I don't know what. It's a matzv. So the Bocher tells me he's scared. He's scared. He's frightened. He's not traumatized. He's the word. He's scared and he's frightened. So I told him, first of all, what are you watching videos for? I said, I know I'm a dinosaur. I talk about phones all the time. Derech Agav, I wouldn't want to call it ranting and raving, but I said yesterday morning, I don't believe there's any heter. I don't believe there's a heter anywhere, according to anybody, to watch what happened at Meiron on the video. Watch what happened to Carlin Stolen on the video. In 1964, New York Times had a big debate. I was, whatever the reason I remember it, I happened to be selling newspapers in those days. In school, I sold newspapers, whatever. And they had a debate. What was the debate? Are you allowed to show a dead body in a newspaper? That was their debate. And now we're talking about watching a video of people dying. All of a sudden, Yidden dying. How can you watch it? And don't tell me you have to know. You have to know, I will tell you. I'm a history major. Ready? 1948, the State of Israel was created, in case you didn't know that. In 2021, Palestinians say they hate us, in case you didn't know that. I have to watch this. Of course, when you have the piece of plastic in your pocket, it's very hard not to utilize it. It's a pachad. And he's scared. He's scared. Zucker bar and lay, what's the Yetzer? He's scared. What's the Yetzer? Don't watch it. That's my Yetzer. Don't watch it. But now I have another Yetzer. Go to 29:49 Tui. And go to Rabbi Rakishu. And get a bracha from Hashem. Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. He'll watch you. It's a bracha. Panim upon him. Zucker bar and lay, panim upon him. You don't have to check the tzitzis of the kohen. Any kohen, give you a bracha. As long as you're not married to Grusha, give you a bracha. Get a bracha. It's coming from Hashem. He's a conduit. It's coming from Hashem, a bracha. Yivrach Hashem v'yishmerecha. He'll watch us. Okay, so then, like always happens in Yeshurun, we have incredible siyata d'shmat. Unbelievable siyata d'shmat. Comes along. Matis yo. Shlita. Zaycha. Before shleima. V'zaych shalachal yishu. There's a sefer called Tamer Devorah. Have you heard of the sefer Tamer Devorah? It's a very deep sefer. It is so deep. There, Matashio has a warning in the front. Before his Hakdama, he says, he has a Maidah. What's his Maidah? That this sefer, Matnas Chaim, al sefer Tamer Devorah, is not Tamer Devorah with a pirish of Matnas Chaim. Matnas Chaim is a Matashio. I didn't write pirish. And you can't say you're being mafarish. What do you mean? I don't know what he means. So what did I write? I wrote twice. Maybe he was maybe I'm mechavin to what he meant. Maybe not. I can't write a pirush on the sefer. It's too lofty. I thought he was going to say that's why he wrote sefer matnas chayim toima devoir. He didn't even write al toima devoir. Okay, but whatever. That's what he said. Zakhar matashoz. The Sefer Torah Devorah is based off Micha, which is similar to Ki Sisa, in which there are Yud Gimel Midas. Yud Gimel Midas. Hashem Hashem Kibrachim Echanon are the Yud Gimel Midas in the Torah Parshas Sisa. And Micha, they're a little differently. The eighth Midah is Yich Boish Avoinoi Sein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu squashes, he holds down, he holds back the Avir. Yich Boish Avoinoi Sein. Holds back. Yichbay Shavuos holds back the Nevi. That's why, says Ramatis, you're explaining the time of the Bible. And when a person does a mitzvah, it goes all the way up to Shemayim through the Kisya Kabbal. When a person does an Aveira and it has the same power to go all the way up to Shemayim and through the Kisya Kabbal, Hashem stops it. Yichbay Shavuos, the same thing, he stops. So, Ramatis, I'm learning this the day after Shavuos in Musa Seder here in Shul. Ay, 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 the Musa Nigin, Zokra Matis, yo. There are koiches that are equal, beta mitzvahs va'averis. Moshul amad davidayim. What do you mean there are koiches that are equal? We didn't know what this word meant on Wednesday. Wednesday, I didn't know what the word meant, and I asked people in the shir. Some people called in, I said, please find out what the word means. L'shtei reish kuf tes vav sof. You're an Israeli. How long are you living here?
Less than 2 years.
Reish kuf test vav sof, raktot. Rockets. I know what he meant. Now listen to this. Moshe l'mah David email and stay raktot. Now this sefer was written. No. The Talmud was written a long time ago. Matthew's Pirish has written. Tavshin Ayin Hay. Tavshin Ayin Hay is 2015. So come out to show mitzvahs and averus and doime to rockets that both have the same propulsion, the same engine, the same liftoff. Keda mitzvahs and averus heim ke'en shte raktos shekasher yoyrim oisom when they direct them and they shoot them off oisim pula boisom etzom and they make the same pula. The mitzvah, the averus, they both use the same propulsion of the body. Same pool. HaKadosh Baruch Hu berachamot. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Oitzer pa'ulois rakto achas ishmo averus. V'raka mitzvahs mizankin l'mayot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the propulsion of a rocket to haino an avera, that I stop. The propulsion of a rocket to haino a mitzvah, that I don't stop. That I don't stop. So I was talking about this. I don't stop that. Fully, El Shiadeim, Asiyas Mitzvahs Yesimcha gedoyla, when you do a mitzvah, there's a simcha gedoyla in Shamayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv kol pa'ula v'samach. So with this I want to say something. You know, there's a whole bunch of tumults. Depends where you are, depends where you go, depends where you daven. How come you don't say tefillah for the chayolim, tefillah for the medina, tefillah medina of Eretz Yisrael? Why don't we say these mishaberes? I want to be very open here, everybody. So I'm not trying to be provocative, but it's going to be provocative. One mishaberech a week by the Sefer Torah that takes care of everything else. You have to daven every day for this matzav. Really, we have to daven every Shemon Esrei. It's very hard to do that. Yishlaim yirchav rachamim toshuv, lamashin amalti sikva, sim shalom toiv avrocha, b'acheinu avinu kolonu ki'echad b'yor panecha. I can make half a Shemon Esrei about this. Temach dovan abdecho, sechaz ha'neinu b'shuk l'tziyam barachamim. Go daven. Don't get hung up on what the these people don't say to feel Medina. These people do say to feel Medina. These people do say to feel Highland. These people don't say to feel Highland. But daven it. Ramosha Feinstein said, I said a tshuva's night. Ramosha Feinstein said that when he was asked to write a tshuva about Dina Bachus Adin, he said he doesn't want to write a tshuva about Dina Bachus Adin. America has been such a good country to us. And we daven b'chol eisa b'chol shor. We daven all the time. Chofetz Chaim met with the Prime Minister of Education of Poland. He said, we daven for you. Without a structure of a tefillah, we daven. It says, that's what we're living through right now. Mispalo b'shleimo shel malchus. We should daven for the safety of the and the maintenance of the country. Shel malay, because we don't have the shalom of the malchus. Ish esreyu chai below. Everyone has swallowed everybody else alive. Anarchy, rachman al-slan. Riots during the summer of 2020. Riots. Portland. Still going on. Anarchy. Sacramento show, there are rockets. This is a debate in Congress. Should they support Israel? Shouldn't they support Israel? Should they give more money for the Iron Dome? Shouldn't they give more money for the Iron Dome? Every missile they think, they said it's knocked out, costs $2 million. Every time you shoot something off an Iron Dome, $2 million. Each shot is $2 million. So for Shetzach, exactly, we need money from America. But we have some, I don't want to say, self-hating, Rachmana Litzlan, who don't want the money to go to Eretz. Yes, no, yeah. After Mispal. There are rockets. Iron Dome does not mean that we say, hey, we did the daven for. We got an Iron Dome. Everything's great. It's not true. The Iron Dome only works when Hashem lets it work. Not because somebody invented the Iron Dome, which happened to be invented by Jews to begin with. The Iron Dome is a facsimile of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yad. 3,500 rockets were shot there at the show. 3,500 rockets. Rahman al-Islam, 10 people died, maybe 12 already. Rahman al-Islam, between Meiron, between the rockets, and between Stalin, it's Mamesh Apachat. It's Mamesh Apachat. It's a Pachat. It's not a Pachat. So what do you do by a Pachat? The first thing we have to do is recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and not Biden, and not Trump. And why do we have to do our ishtaglus with the governments? But let's not forget, in lano li shoyin al avinu shav shamayim, eilu rechav eilu asusav anachu b'shem Hashem elokeinu nas. That's who we are. Talking about this, yo, there are rockets. And the rockets are powered, and the rockets should go. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the rockets that are powered by mitzvahs, those I take, and by avers I don't take. It's Mama, she's riding the Iron Dome over here. Found this on Wednesday and Thursday after Shavuos, on Mama Shapel. And when a Jew does a mitzvah, there's a Simcha Gedoyla in Shemayim. Simcha Gedoyla in Shemayim. What does that mean? It means exactly what it says. There's a Simcha Gedoyla in Shemayim. So what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to do mitzvahs. We're supposed to do them with all our kavana. I'll say one more thing I haven't mentioned in years, and I know it's quite provocative. I don't mean to be provocative. Shabbos morning, right now we have 4 minyanim, right? We have an 8:20, we have a 7:25 minyan, an 8:20 minyan, an 8:45 minyan, and a youth minyan. You know why the 8:45 minyan starts at 8:45? Why doesn't it start at 9 o'clock? I don't even know what the history of America is. Who decided that Shabbos morning davening should be 9 o'clock, basically? You know why? Because it was a matzav in Eretz Yisrael. And it was a big tumah. And I pushed very stark. Let's do something for Eretz Yisrael. Start davening at a quarter to 9 Shabbos morning, instead of 9 o'clock. Let's say we have at 9 o'clock in Mitzvah and Kriyishma. Daven at a quarter to 9 and make Mitzvah and Kriyishma. Now, 4 months. 4 months we added on Mitzvah and Kriyishma. Every time you say Kriyishma, Mitzvah, it's Nacha Dairais. You don't think that that's helped? I know without a shaila in my mind that every Jew in Adas Yishurin who started davening at a quarter to 9 instead of 9 o'clock and therefore made Mitzvah and Kriyishma saved soldiers in Eretz Yisrael. There's no shaila in my mind. Oh, shaila in my mind. Tzila Medina might be beautiful, yes, no, Tzila Chayalim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want only a 30-second Mishaberich, and that does not make the difference between what we do and what we don't do. It doesn't mean we're good people or not good people. Some people passing, you're not allowed to say it, some people passing, you have to say it. No, go into the Machlekes, do what you want. But our cups, what should be in our cups? What should be in our Shemoneh Esrei? What should be in our tzedakah? What should be in our benching? What should be? What should be? Who are we? I told the men yesterday before Ma'ariv, this shul opens up at 5 a.m. Can you imagine that? There are people here learning at 5 a.m. I know because by mistake one morning I got here early. I usually, whatever time I usually get here in the morning, but I'm telling you, before 5:30, there were already 6 cars in the parking lot. And one night I needed a sefer, and I came to shul at 12 o'clock, and somebody's still learning the Beis Medrash. He learns the Beis Medrash every night till 12 o'clock. 5 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock at night. You know what it means that there's a mukam like that? You know what it means to all the yeshivas there are, and all the shuls there are, all the wonderful places? They're sending up rockets. And that's fueling the Iron Dome. I'm not saying we chas v'shalom for a second what's going to be with the 9,000 young men who are sitting there outside Gaza, Rahman al-Islam. And Machshimam v'zichrom and all the people on the other side of the fence over there. There's somebody from Shul. His nephew is sitting there. Shabbos, Shavuos, Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, they didn't go in. They faked them out. Whatever happened over there with the move. It's not a matziv. I have yet to find out. I asked some of people to tell me. You remember a few years ago, they shot a rocket to an army base in, I don't know which country it was in. In the Middle East. They killed 244 American soldiers. You remember that? You remember? One rocket hit an American army base. They killed 244 soldiers. There was a whole tumult. I forgot who was president already. Bush or Clinton, I don't remember who was president. Killed 244 Americans. Once, I don't know if it was the same missile as the missiles they're shooting. But the missiles that they're shooting, Rahman al-Islam, how many people could be killed? For them, Dachman learning, Zogin Tilim, davening, smiling at other Jews, not talking Lashon Hara, what do you want? Roll out the whole carpet over here. Zachar Matis, yo, there are rockets. Zachar Baruch Leib Steinman is Yirech Hashem Yishmerecha to protect us. Zachar Baruch Leib Steinman, don't allow the Yetzer Hara to tell us silliness and foolishness and pleasurable stuff, and therefore we forget about what we're supposed to be doing. I'm talking to myself here. It's a pachad. The whole thing is a pachad. It's a pachad. I reiterate. The men, the women of Adas Yishurin are incredible. I'm not saying in other shuls also. I don't daven in other shuls. They don't let me go. I don't go anywhere else. I'm sure everywhere else is also developing, which I do. I got a job. I can't go anywhere else. But that's an achrayas. That's what it says here. Okay, everybody, say, I'm thanking everybody. Next week, as Hashem Yisbarach, we'll have it all straightened out to let everybody know which room we're going to be in. The only question now is that the boiler room, which we went into, has a bigger screen. I have to see if that's a little better. But as you all know, I'm not a techie guy, so I have to see what we're going to do. Okay, stopping here. Thanking you all. Kol tov and atzlacha rabbah.